Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. They say it can't be done. The budget deficit is soaring. Congress will never have the discipline to control spending. Social Security reform with personal savings accounts is a pipe dream. Can President Bush win support for his ambitious agenda? Well, at this point, we don't know, but I wouldn't bet against him. He has always been underestimated. I recall President Reagan pushing through unbelievable tax cuts in 1981. The top tax rate then was, yes, it was 70%, and after the first year in office, the rate was cut to 50%. His budget plan was to cut $100 billion out of spending. I can still hear the wailing and gnashing of teeth from liberals that couldn't believe it. Our economy today is growing at 4% or better. 2.5 million jobs have been created. Since October 1, federal cash outlays have grown by 6.1%, while the tax collection has grown by 10%. And when more money comes in than goes out, the deficit shrinks. And it's shrinking. When President Bush announces his budget for next year, he just might call for zero increase in spending, excluding, of course, defense and homeland security. He will propose to eliminate dozens of federal programs. Ag programs will be frozen, with veterans and science. And such spending discipline is the medicine he will prescribe. Social Security reform has been called the third rail of politics, but a wide majority of young Americans want personal savings accounts. His tax reform package will certainly call for the elimination of the death tax. Now, what will he accomplish? Well, we just don't know, but it's going to be an exciting ride. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.